Good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to this, the sixth episode of the FingerLakes1.com Finger Lakes Board Sports Podcast. And yep. I'm here with my co-host, the fearless Doug Willard. I'm just having a bad hair day today.
What's up, brother?
I gotta get to the harbor, man.
Well, this summer cuts.
Crazy.
You know, my mom, I told her, Ma. Well, at first I was like, Ma, meatloaf! But then...
Yes.
She wouldn't take me to get a haircut, so here I am.
Well,
you know?
We're here with our special guest, Mike Piscitelli. He is a Seneca Falls native and longtime kiteboarder. Mike, how are you today?
Oh, good. How you doing today?
Thanks for coming down. I like your hat. It's very, very nice. Warm,
yes,
I'm sure.
Very warm.
Is that a helmet for kiteboarding?
It's got a little padding.
Nice.
I would recommend it.
I like it.
Bear hat kiteboarding.
Very nice. Well, today we are going to do our regularly scheduled programming, including our features, including what we love, and maybe a session review. And
I can't look straight at that
wrong,
wig.
Man. What?
Does that get in your hair, in your eyes, when you're?
Huh?
I'm over here.
Oh, sorry.
You might want to use a hair tie.
Yeah.
All right. We won't do this the whole show, I promise. As far as you know. We have our regularly scheduled programming. In addition to, we'd love to jump right into our interview here with
Do my
with
Justin
Mike.
Bieber look.
Mike, we met down at Cayuga Lake about 3-4 weeks ago, and we had a really good session there.
Yeah, that's right.
The wind was up, and we had 9-meter kites up. And a great day, and I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about how you got into the sport of kite surfing, kite boarding.
Yeah, it was pretty funny that day because I came in and I was all amped up, you know, come around the light, come up over the hill, and I seen 4, 5, 6 kites coming down the lake, and I was like, this can't be real. I start slapping myself, you know, seeing if I was awake, you know, pretty much I was awake. You know, I got down to the lake, and you know there were guys kite boarding down there
on Cayuga Lake. Because why? You're normally solo?
Yeah. I mean, it's been about 7 years since I seen someone down at the lakes, and you know, I was
with a kite.
Yeah,
period.
Yeah, with the kites.
7 years.
Yeah.
Wow. And so, how long have you been in the sport in total?
From about 1998, probably when they started, when Lou and Elliot were going down the east coast of Pompano Beach with skim boards.
Wow!
Yep.
I didn't know it went back that far.
Yeah.
Kite. I know we've talked about it on the show, but wow.
Yep. So those kites they were using were 2-line kites, right?
Yeah, most of them were the 2-line. I didn't bring that. I got the 4-line here today,
but
the foil kites, that's the 2-line.
Yeah.
And they're real strong. They got a lot of power, you know, fully powered all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have any of that chicken loop,
so
deep power.
That's the equipment you started with when you started in the sport?
Yeah, actually, I started with trick kites.
Oh, yeah,
just going back and forth.
With the handles or with the bar?
Yeah, just with the plastic handles.
With the two handles.
Going downwind.
Wow.
And that was it, just screaming downwind.
On a wakeboard?
Nope, on the skim board.
On a skim board?
Yeah, just going down the skim on one direction, downwind. That was it.
Hilarious.
And this was how long would a run be? How long would a ride be until something happened?
Yeah, well, until you got to the inlet where you'd have to stop and walk back because you didn't have as lucky as everyone else being out on kites.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it would last about 20, 25 minutes getting down to the end of the lighthouse there.
Wow.
In Pompano Beach, screaming, you know, because
there's
no depower or nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're fully lit.
Oh my gosh.
Downwind run. So, how did you wind up in Florida though?
Family.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been.
You're born and raised up here?
I was born in Seneca Falls, yep. And then, you know, moved to Florida and then back and forth every year.
Yeah.
Yep, seemed to work
so
out.
So, you kind of brought kiting back with you. And was Cayuga your inaugural and main place to kite when you came back up to the north?
Yep. Last October I went out. It was pretty cold. Wind was a little iffy. Kite fell out of the sky. Thank God one of my friends was on his boat that day, because if he wasn't there, I think I would have had hypothermia.
Oh, jeez.
kite fell out of the sky. Couldn't get it back in the air. And my body froze up. And I was waving my arms.
Oh, geez. Yeah, so doesn't take long, does it?
No. Yeah. Instantly. Yeah, not even 5 minutes, and I was froze up.
Wow. Wow.
So when you're out on Cayuga, do you always launch at the same place, or do you have a couple different spots you like to head depending on the wind direction?
Yeah, usually we'll launch right there at the Cayuga Lake State Park.
Okay.
And then, if the wind's coming out of the north more, we can get out on there's like a little jetty that sticks out a little bit more, and we can launch from that, from the north and from the south wind.
Sure.
It brings both aspects to, to good meaning of kiting.
Are you pretty limited? Can you get out if there's any east or west in it, or is it limited at that location?
You'd probably want to go head up north to get up to the bigger lakes, so that it could, funnel in a little bit more of the wind to you.
Yeah.
The Long Pond and I know up in Ontario.
Lake Ontario.
Yep.
Lake Erie.
I know Jason does it up there a lot in Erie.
Yeah. Yep.
It's one of the things I like to get out to is more of the lakes, but it's been untapped here.
Yeah.
That's why I like to get it out more and let people know what kite surfing is.
That's why we're glad to have you on the show. I mean, that's how this started with Jay and I.
Yeah.
That's right.
Jim here at Finger Lakes One gave us
It wasn't just the hairdos that got us together.
Yeah. Oh, which, this took a long time this morning, and it's actually getting itchy. I don't know how people...
Do you wash that? Because it's kind of greasy.
I put more in it than I wash out of it.
What do you
and this on my forehead, this... I don't know if that's product or... I don't know what that is.
Just rub it on the bottom of a board. Might give you a little bit more...
Yeah, a little bit more release from the water.
Yep. Good stuff. So, that goes back to something we were talking about the other day. I mean, why leave wind to go chase wind?
That's true.
And, you have it in your backyard, so why not just get after it?
Yeah, as soon as it's blowing, I'd like to get out there.
And you live about 7 minutes from your spot, so that's great.
No problems.
So as your kite experience progressed, you saw the equipment progress with that. And in the mid-2000s, saw the advent of LEI bridled kites.
Yeah.
And that changed the ballgame a lot for the safety and the ease of use.
Yeah.
And how did that change your, approach to the sport? I mean, you were probably on sea kites at that point, and they didn't relaunch all that well, and you couldn't self-launch all that well. Differently, I should say.
Yeah, we were having problems with the foil kites launching. You get washed up into a wave or something.
Mm-hmm.
Something you'd want to pull out maybe in the snow on the frozen lakes. You can do that here, too.
You do that?
Haven't done it yet, but we will.
Right on.
Shortly.
So you went from foil kite to a leading edge inflatable sea kite, right?
Yeah, we got the sea kites, the four line with the chicken loop, depower, strap, and everything.
Yep.
Gives you the ability to neutralize everything, free everything up, if you're a wave rider.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. There's just so many. It's a multifaceted sport that there's so many different characters of
disciplines,
riding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're more wake style, right? You like to do twin
like
tip board, which is behind you there. And,
got the epic board.
A lot of inverted moves. I saw you out there on Cayuga ripping it up. You're quite advanced with your
no kidding.
Your styling.
I'd like to see that.
Oh yeah, he's ripping.
Yeah, that's the thing. Not too sure about the names of the wakeboard style moves, but it's the creative aspect of the sport. It's just so much.
Yeah.
You could be a wave rider and then you can be someone that wants to play with the board a little bit more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Neat.
Have you been aware and able to kind of do you have a sense for how the kites have changed address
materials, but
also the variety, the different, are there different styles, both of you guys, I guess, different styles of kites for different styles of riding? I mean, you talked about the one depowering better for riding waves, or I don't know if depowering is the right word, but just kind of going neutral. Have you had experience kind of seeing that and trying that? Because 98, that's way back in kiting.
Yeah, you've gone from a higher aspect sea kites, that's the shape of the sea.
Okay.
They call it the mid aspect ratio. It gets a little bit thinner, less drag on the kite material that's hanging down on the sides.
Okay.
Best kiteboarding's gone. They call it the boa style. and it's actually the C, but it's still got a little bit of the air ram style, like I was talking about, the style that blows the air into the kite and fills the kite up itself.
Okay.
Like a parachute.
Wow.
Cool.
So, yeah, they've done a lot with trying to incorporate each kite and style. You know, company has gone into another company.
Yeah, and that's becoming more and more varied every year. It seems like the different disciplines are given attention and they market to the various styles.
Yep.
But, I mean, when it comes right down to it, you can do everything with any, you know, kite.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure,
maybe not as well, but
sure.
It doesn't. So there's great all-around kites, which are quite good in many areas, and you can get by and do.
Yeah, learn the lessons of windsurfing. You don't want to get too specialized.
That's right.
You know, because that
it limits you. Because especially around here where we have such widely varying conditions, you know, to get locked into, like, I'm just going to have, you know, wave kites. Well, yeah, I'd love to ride waves all the time, but...
Or a certain size kite, like you said, definitely want to have a variety of kite sizes.
Give you that flexibility.
So. Do you have a kite brand you like to ride, Mike? Or,
I mean, right now I ride with the Epic.
Okay.
Yeah, it's real.
And that's the board back there you have is an Epic board, too?
Yeah, it's the Epic board. It's all
That's
carbon.
Dimitri Miramita's new company, kite company and kite board company, correct?
Well, this is Aldo, yeah.
Oh, okay. Aldo.
They work together.
They do, okay.
In Florida, so.
Okay, yeah, we were hoping to have Aldo on and maybe or Dimitri today, but we had some timing issues with getting Skype up and going, so we will hopefully have that in the future.
Yeah.
But, and you know, Mike, it'd be great to have you as a, you know, recurring guest here on the show.
Yes,
certainly an easy commute for you, so.
Yeah, well, there were some technical difficulties just getting the show going. This morning, these are the guys who normally are working on the show, getting things going. You might think it's just a one man behind the curtain kind of deal, pulling levers, making microphones work, kind of Wizard of Oz style. But we're more Willy Wonka. It's normally these Oompa Loompas running around back here, turning mics on, fixing Jay's hair.
That's
you know,
right.
Getting the shiny spot off my forehead. That's so
right.
So yeah, that's the day we're looking at today. But.
Everlasting gobstoppers.
We roll with it.
At the ready.
Yeah, Veruca Saw couldn't fit in the door.
No, unfortunately, she couldn't make it. She'll be here one of these days.
Excellent.
So what's happening with you, Douglas?
How
are you today, and what have you been up to?
Life is good.
Yeah?
It's been out of town a little bit. I am on summer hours, you know, with school being out and my profession being that of a PE teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But so gotten to spend some time with family, gotten on the water a bit more. You and I talked earlier about you had been able to get out, and Mike mentioned you got out at in Lake Erie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was what, Monday.
Yeah, I got out a couple times with couple friends down at Kershaw Park in Canandaigua, and had some fun down there. Just being around the scene, being around water. You know,
yeah.
it was decent windsurfing, mm-hmm. but it was just good being around people outside in the sun and the. You know, watching and checking it out, which...
It's awesome to see people doing that stuff.
Yeah.
Kite surfing. Outdoors.
It's inspiring. I mean, I would sit and watch. I did sit and watch.
Oh, I love sitting there and watching people kite surfing when I'm not doing it.
It's a great spectator sport.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's awesome entertainment.
Yeah. You know, just the wonder of it. But yeah, so a couple... it's a couple, 3 or 4 days ago out at Long Pond with a couple of good buddies, Scott and Art, and another guy showed up I didn't know, and...
Hmm.
We're flying around, just having a great time. No wetsuits,
yeah.
So that
were you able to come out of that water without too many itchy rashes? Because that place, every time I go in there, it's a pond up by Greece, New York.
Oh, Long Pond.
Yeah, right. And that especially later in the summer, that water can get pretty gross.
Yeah. You're dodging the fish that can't even handle it in the water anymore.
Yeah.
It's tough. People won't ride
it's
in
thick.
It.
It's
thick. It's chocolatey. we were putting a little froth on it.
Nice.
But, so we were right. Yeah, it's fun. You get out of the water and it feels like you had sunscreen on, even if you didn't wear sunscreen. So you hit the showers quick.
That's the key.
But you know what? It's riding. And
yes.
You know, and watch out what's underneath.
Without having to drive all the way to Erie.
Yeah,
for the Southwest.
Which, you know, and you talk about, you mentioned with Mike earlier, he gets to 7 minutes from his home, right? And you don't leave wind for wind. But the only time you would is if you're seeking a certain condition.
Right.
You know, right. Like, yeah, we had wind here in town, but Jay, right. you were talking about it was like magical time out there.
It
you
was
had,
a great day.
It set Monday, up really nice
yeah,
out
the
on,
waves
on
came
Erie.
Up. It was 9 meters, so that was like low 20s, mid 20s, and shoulder high waves with some, just like you're talking about, the community. There's a couple great people in Buffalo that were there and had a marathon session. And
nice. Didn't, that's a didn't perfect wind up, size cut,
yeah,
too. Nine is moving quick.
Didn't wind up getting in the car until like 10 at night and just made a day of it. Had some nasty tacos at a place. that's what they call them, actually.
Nasty tacos.
Oh, yeah?
Anyway. I just can't handle this.
Like, hey, school.
I need my summer length, I think.
You look like it's shaggy.
So,
it's shaggy.
Yeah. Really
and the
a
same
great
day.
Day.
Yeah, the same day you were doing that on Long Pond, we were just kind of ripping back yep. and forth on some light, choppy water, getting a lot yep. of turns in and just.
I don't know about you. I don't know about at Long
nice,
Pond.
Smooth water.
Yeah, smoother.
Smooth
most
water.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's flat water. You can get some little bump and jump when it starts
when
raging
really
9 meter or better. Yeah, it can you get some like knee high little rollers pop. Coming in. Yeah, it's a lot
most
of fun.
Most definitely.
The wind, I don't know about at Long Pond, but on Erie, which is normally dead steady, it was some of the most variable wind that I've ever experienced on Erie.
Yeah.
And, I mean, some squalls came through because there was some weather in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And had to just kind of hang on while the squalls rolled through. And it was a handful at
yeah.
times. How did that pan
same
out
thing.
For you?
Yeah,
I mean, Long Pond's always like that, but was it particularly
yeah.
variable
it was a little,
and gusty?
It certainly was a little bit more. There
yeah.
was, you know, nuking slogging is the,
yeah.
old, the old term they call
that's
it.
That's what I noticed a lot about this place that is different than Florida because
yes.
you don't get those big systems that are moving through like
right.
the hurricanes that are going to be pulling for 2-3 days and
yep.
you get these
oh, right,
solid,
right.
solid winds.
Yep.
But when it comes here, it blows and you got to get out.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Even if
yes.
it's here.
Yep.
It's
especially this time
here.
Of year.
Yep.
Yep.
Especially this time of year.
And
so.
Then when it's not, take out the paddleboard and go paddleboarding down the canal.
Yeah,
yeah. Do you do it?
Have some fun. We want to. We got an inflatable one now.
Oh yeah,
that counts.
I have one of those too.
Pump it up and get out there.
Yeah.
And paddle around.
For sure.
That actually,
dogs.
Mike, that kind of segues to. I got out on Canandaigua a couple weeks ago. I've got an 8-year old son,
wow.
and I brought along a shot of him. There's
wow,
he,
beautiful.
Yeah, right. Just
that
spreading the
awesome.
The good times.
That's great.
Out on Canandaigua. One of them is a stand-up paddleboard, and
yeah.
The other one's a beginner windsurfer.
Nice,
but they were
perfect for little guys.
2 8-year old boys, Owen
loving
and Jack,
it.
having a great time on the water.
Good technique.
And,
look at that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you should see. He can hang 10.
Nice.
He can hang 10 on that thing.
No
it's so
problem.
He's
good
so
balance,
light and so buoyant.
Balance.
Yeah, you know, he can get they get on skateboards. They're having a great time. There were 3 or 4 other people there, and a couple families, and there were probably 8 different people on the boards that
wow.
day.
Nice.
So that was really cool. But so that's you know,
yep,
I felt bad today as
see.
I came down here. I'd love to just jump on the canal after
go
the,
have a little
the show
session.
Here. Yeah, you know,
yeah.
it's good yeah. stuff.
Yep.
So
it's always good to be on the water.
It is. It is. Yeah. Summer's finally settled in here.
Well, and then we were up, but I got out of town and got up to Owen, who's on the windsurfer on the blue stand-up paddleboard there.
All
got
right.
his first windsurfing session. I wanted to just put him on there. I can't center this thing. Everything's reversed. I go this way and then that way.
So
there
is he
is.
On his own board and you're on a paddleboard?
I am on there with him,
okay.
actually. It is that big.
Okay.
And starboard
is this
start. This is in Georgian Bay,
okay.
Which is about an hour and a half northwest of Toronto
wow.
on Lake Huron. And that's he and I out for the first time together.
That's
there were
great.
Times where I let go of the sail and he was more or less doing it. Dad got out of the way. But yeah, I was proud of him and he was giving it a shot. So I you know, more of this around. What are you drinking over there? Is that from our new sponsor?
It is.
Goldschlager?
That's from or
this is a nice Colombian roast. I think it's Jamaican Me Crazy.
Oh, Jamaican
the best
Me Crazy.
One. They really the Jamaican Me Crazy one?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
our
yeah.
segues are on fire today.
They are.
Yeah. That's an excellent segue.
Oh, it's tasty.
Jay, nice segue to Finger Lakes Coffee Roasters, who has just jumped on board with the Finger Lakes Board Sports Podcast as a sponsor. They're going to be sending us coffee this week, or this show. They sent us a couple pounds of coffee. The one was Jamaican Me Crazy, which is by far their most popular coffee,
mm-hmm.
and the one that got me hooked.
What's that? Like the caramel?
Yeah. Well, let me go straight from their website. Jamaica Me Crazy is the most popular flavor by far. It has a nice balance of cinnamon, rum, and pecans. And yeah. I can, it does.
Yep.
You've had it. You've
tasty.
It's yeah.
We're like roasty.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, it's a flavored coffee, but, you know, my observation, and I've been drinking it for 7-8 years, is that it doesn't taste like a flavored coffee. It's not mm-hmm. syrupy, and,
nope.
you know, it's got some sweet, it's got some, yeah, roast.
It's got that nut. You can taste
yeah,
that nut.
Mm-hmm. It's good. Mm-hmm. It's
definitely good.
It is good stuff. So I can't more highly recommend it. The one that was a surprise to me, I drink more flavored coffees than not, but they sent along Breakfast in the Finger Lakes is one of their other really popular coffees, and it's a certified fair trade organic blend of beans. And their plant is a certified organic plant,
wow.
too. So, which is cool, which is admirable. And I know the fair trade part goes a long way too to making mm-hmm. sure that the coffee plants and were grown and harvested, and people were given the wage they deserve for the work they did. But I was surprised by it because it was a subtle. I can see my, yeah,
it's a smooth,
yeah, man,
smooth coffee.
Yeah. Mike, yeah. You're right. It is.
I love it. Ever since I've come here. I've bought that Jamaica Me Crazy. I was in Florida, could never find it. Had to order it from Sauter's.
You can do that, yeah, yeah. And you can. They Finger Lakes will ship anywhere. So if you're watching
awesome.
From points afar, you go to fingerlakescoffee.com is their website, and you can peruse their selection of coffees. And they sell them at their own retail outlets around the area. But there's also lots of places that serve their coffees, and you can get them. But
so the. English or the Breakfast on the Finger Lakes,
breakfast
has that got
Lakes.
A little more boost to it?
It does. Yeah, but it's not a kick in the pants in the morning though. Like for me, I would say it's a morning. It's more of a morning coffee.
Mm-hmm.
But I really enjoyed it, and I'll kind of add it to my
because
normal
that's
rotation.
More my style is straight non flavored and
it's delicious.
Little. Yeah, the Jamaican Me Crazy will get you going.
It does, and. You know, I do this thing. We do this thing where I teach every Friday. I've got to provide a little breakfast, or not every Friday. There is a breakfast every Friday, and it's your responsibility once or twice a year. And the big request for the people that know that it's my shot to do that is Jamaica Me Crazy. You bringing the Jamaica Me Crazy, Doug? And you know they want to be sure because there was one time I didn't, and they're like, "What are you doing? Don't come back to work until
what
you
bring coffee's this."
Yeah, you know, it was the out of the can bought at the.
I'm always telling people, you got to have this coffee. Even Jason, when he came
yes.
over for a
and
time, Jamaica Me Crazy.
Other places have tried to do it. Like, you know, oh, wow, they had one of the stores around town, they had Jamaica Me Crazy. It was like Wolfgang Puck. It's not the same. I don't know who came up with it first.
Or that Blue Mountain. I've heard of
yeah.
the Blue Mountain one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but this, it's I don't know. It's an excellent coffee.
Yeah, and the Finger Lakes you're making me crazy is definitely great.
So we're going to add, well, that'll be a little segment talking about them as one of our sponsors. They'll send us varieties of coffee as we go, and we'll sample them and let you know how they are. But you know what? They're homegrown in this area. All their beans are small batch roasted in the Victor Farmington area. And on top of it, look at that. Somebody's trying to call here to get some of the coffee. We'll get Noompa Loompa on that. But there's I'm distractible. I'm so distractible. But you can get it here. It's great coffee. Oh, one of the owners is a longtime windsurfer and aspiring kiteboarder too. So they're board sport friendly.
They're on board. So
thanks
to speak.
A lot. Thanks a lot to Finger Lakes Coffee Roasters for
yes,
for getting behind us here at the Finger Lakes Board Sports Podcast. So
fantastic.
That's kind of what I've been up to. Jay, great. Joe, you want to weigh in? I got to get this wig off. I'm burning up.
Yeah.
It's transformation.
It's time to come back into reality. Oh, wow.
Oh, that's what I look
it's
like.
My bald spot showing?
Where that's what is. I look like. Oh.
Yep.
So.
Been bald since 19.
Oh, embrace it. You've embraced it.
19.
Good hey, all right. Back to reality.
There we are.
So, should we move right into our What Do We Love segment?
What are you loving?
Well, you know, I've been wearing these water shoes because I have this metatarsal bursitis that's developed due to riding this board behind me doesn't have any pads on it, and through miles and miles of riding in choppy waters of local lakes, I've developed this metatarsal bursitis where on the balls of your feet it feels like ball bearings, and that's it's an inflammation of the bursa, which is the tissues around the bones, right?
Yeah.
And I think I've just kind of worn them off. Jeez. They're gone. So I have to wear special shoes, and I bought these, and they've worked out so well. It's just an Adidas product. I've forgotten what are they called. Water Grip. What are they called? Anyway, they have a perforated sole so that they drain. So the light, if, I don't know if it'll show at all, but it goes right through there.
Oh, yeah.
So they drain really nicely, and the sand even goes through. But they've got sufficient padding to help my foot issue and also protect your feet in waters that have unpredictable bottom, like Long Pond. Huh. And I was in Cape Cod a couple weeks ago, and fortunately had these on. I tore a hole in my wrist. I should have had these shoes on my wrist because I put a pretty nice hole in my wrist hitting an oyster shell or something.
Then you were falling really in shallow water, like an Oompa Loompa.
That's right.
Oh man,
definitely. You know. But anyway, these have been great because they're pretty thick, and you'd think you'd lose the feeling of the board, which yeah. I do, but you adjust to it, and it's allowed me to stay on the water and not limp off the beach at the end of the day.
Being sore, it's
and,
fun.
Yeah, and the nice thing is they actually have some orthotic kind of properties, unlike a booty, regular booty, unless you put something inside, doesn't really have
it's flat.
Yeah. And so that's my other issue is my some plantar fasciitis and wow. my heel. So
stop getting old. Stop getting old.
Flat foot.
So, anyway, awesome. And they look kind of cool too. So
I agree.
Yeah. So
they're so cool that they deserve their own video.
They do. Darn riding. It. That's right. I did. I featured these in a video that I did of some strapless riding last fall. And along with an old song from the 80s.
Yeah, shameless plug to check that one out on the RochesterWindsports.com video page because it's up there. It is an excellent edit. It's a great ride.
It's a beta.
Check it out.
I need to get some properly edit. But so that's what I love. What do you guys love? Doug, what do you love?
What do I love? I've done it before. I've said it before. I love the Weatherflow wind meter, smartphone wind meter. I mentioned this back early, maybe episode one or episode
that
two.
Is awesome.
But it's working great. It's right here. It's like $30 to buy. I've got the app open on my phone. I know that's tough to see, but I'm going to start it, and hopefully you can see the wind. I was blowing.
That's ripping.
I was blowing 10. No. I was trying to keep blowing. So that thing's going to keep reading like that for 30 seconds. It's going to take a sample. I'll push stop here or there. What am I doing? So anyways, so it's going to take that reading, and then it'll post it on like Wind Alert or iKite or iWindsurf. And it's going to look like this. I didn't do that. Hang on. Come on. I've got to hold still there. There, what you're looking at is actually the outlet of the Genesee River, and those are readings that were not taken by me. They were taken by anybody and everybody. And
sailboats.
The sailboats out there. I have to believe at the Rochester Yacht Club, the sailing school, or something like that. So other people are using this, and you can use that data. Know what I mean?
To make your judgment.
Exactly. So I wanted to show that I didn't take these readings. That's out on Lake O, and that's the end of the Genesee River, and this is
each of those has some time and
yeah, and you can click on it. Time, gust, average. It's really good.
Huh?
So that's what I love. That's what I'm still loving it. I'm really
good.
Growing into it, and more
glad
people are coming online.
That's working
with
out.
Mike,
what do you love, man?
You know, I love everything about the fact that people are this motivated to stay into something intriguing, and not just stay at home and be watching TV or sitting at a table
doing nothing,
playing on a little pad or something, going outside and do something with the family,
getting after it,
kids paddleboarding, and older people trying to get sponsored. Sometimes we got to slow down because we got to keep working, but you keep on going because you love the sport. I snapped my tibia kite surfing. I'll tell you, 2 weeks later I started kite surfing again because I loved it.
You had to get that feeling.
Yep, climbing trees because the kite stuck up in the trees. Yeah, anything you can do because you love being out there, you know. You love having fun, watching other people doing the same, you know.
Yeah, sharing it.
And it's all, you know, for the future of everything, you know, with the new tools and the new kites and new gear and everything makes everything
It's fun to be a part of. It is. It's fun to be a part of. And, you know, when you're in it long enough, you're like we're kind of in our small little way, you're kind of you're part of the what's coming next. I mean, this little podcast that we're doing is kind of part of, you know, what we're doing as a I don't know if it's a return or whatever, but it's just something we're doing. You and I felt a bit compelled to do this, Jay.
Right.
So, and it's
that's a great thing you guys got this going.
Yeah, it's
hopefully it stays relevant and you know, I think so. I have a blast being here. The time just disappears.
Right.
As we sit here rapping about what we love doing.
Yep.
Amen.
So, great. Do you have anything specific you'd like to talk about the features of performance of your Epic Kite or the board?
You know, I just I would recommend that you had the right gear. You do definitely want to talk to the right people before you get involved in the sport.
Mm-hmm.
Much I can say about buying a kite or purchasing a kite, you know, they're all pretty much the same. Do your research. Talk to your friends. You definitely want to take lessons.
Yeah.
Be safe.
Yeah. Something we've talked about a lot.
Take your time.
Yeah. Totally. Totally.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I wanted to mention, too, I forgot. Something coming up that they're doing over there at Canandaigua Sailboarding. They've got a summer aquatics, what do they call it? Their aquatics adventure camp. And they actually just finished their first session. It happens four or five times a year. And it's for kids ages 10 to 18. They do windsurfing, stand-up paddleboarding, and kayaking, whatever's weather appropriate for that day. It's a couple days, of a week. And it's ridiculously affordable. These guys have been teaching and getting people on the water. They've got the gear to do it. They've got, you know, trained staff. And it's an opportunity that's out there for young people. So if you're watching this, and go check out CanandaiguaSailboard.com and get your family signed up for that camp. Because once you're on the water, like the three of us here, you know, you'll want to go back for more, I think.
Definitely.
I think it's really good. So I wanted to make sure I mentioned that. And they do adult lessons and stuff like that as well. But I want to make sure I mention the aquatic adventure camp at Canandaigua Sailboarding.
Great. Thanks. And speaking of Canandaigua, you had a session on Canandaigua about a week ago, right?
I lost a big fin. I was so excited because it had been like 2 weeks, and I didn't screw the fin in on the bottom.
Oh.
And after a couple rips back and
check
forth.
Check your gear before you
go
on.
Yes, right.
Lost the I wiped out and kicked something in the water as I was trying to right everything, and it was my fin heading to the bottom of Canandaigua Lake. Big fin.
So you're in deep water.
Yeah, there's another one on the way.
Yeah.
So
that's not cheap, right?
No.
Fins are
Yeah. It's worth it.
It's worth it.
It definitely is worth it.
So. So yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, that pretty much brings us to the end of our episode 6 of the Finger Lakes Board Sports Podcast, and just wanted to say thanks to our guest,
excellent,
Mike Piscitelli.
Thank you.
And my co-host, Doug Willard, and to Jim here. Appreciate having us back out again, and we look forward to seeing everybody next time on the Finger Lakes Board Sports Podcast.
Get out there.